Today's episode is for the race drivers that are still struggling to get sponsorship. Hello race drivers, it's Enzo with another Race Driver Coach Show, and it's time we turned our attention back to the beautiful word, or ugly word, depending how you're finding it right now, of sponsorship. Now it's the biggest hurdle for anybody who wants to create or maintain a racing career, right? Because you know, you've got to find these hundreds of thousands of pounds, dollars and euros in order to compete in the first place. But if you're not from a rich background, as in your parents or somebody in the family can actually pay for that for you, then it's difficult because you have to source the money or create an opportunity, create value to somebody in the industry that will give you a drive, right? And it's not easy. You have to hustle over and over and over again for many years. And on top of that, you got to be good when you're in the car. And it's like, it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation because you can't get good because you can't afford the car or the time in the car or the bike, whatever it is you race. And that's what makes racing, motorsport, so difficult to be in. And it seems like there's thousands of drivers out there paying for it easily, but they're not. Some of them are getting it handed to them, of course. You can't deny that. They're getting people to pay for it for them and they haven't lifted a finger. But there's a lot of drivers out there that have had to go out, earn the money, or attract the money, or create the opportunity to get the race seat, and they're working their tail off. There's plenty of drivers like that, and we're going to interview one this season. Dino Zamparelli, his name is. I'm going to try and get him on the show so he can explain how he did it because he actually hustled his way and got all the money to do Porsche and GP3 and all this. So that'd be a great interview. But for now, for the people that are really struggling, I really want to give you some kind of template for you to follow and then for you to use as basically a structure, a skeleton for you getting sponsorship. So without further ado, let's get into it. Here they are. Here are the steps. The first step is find out what companies want. What do you think a company needs, wants, desires? Any company. Most people will say they want exposure. They want branding and all these things. They want hospitality to entertain their current clients, to keep them on board, blah, blah, blah. But when you peel back all those three I just mentioned, really, they either want to, this is like coming out the book of Brian Sims. He says every company either wants to sell more products or they want to sell their service to somebody. Products or services, that's really it. So all the branding and all the other stuff, that's just a means to get to that end of selling. And it's the money. They need to have more income. So if they are entertaining people and all this, it's just basically because they got this bottom line to get, right? And that's all they want, most companies, and they don't even hide it. So when you look at it that way, this straight away helps you detach yourself from the way most drivers see it, and then they just see it as a taking from a company. You know, I'm this race driver, I've got big goals. This is my CV. This is how many races I've won. This is how much exposure the championship's got. And you're sending proposals out like this. It's take. It's basically, you can use me as a platform, yeah, to advertise your company. But still, they see that as just advertisement. And it's not really proven. They could give you 100, 200, 300,000, a million. But really, they don't believe that's coming back in customers. And I believe that's coming back in real, true media awareness, the value of the media they're actually getting. Yeah, the championship may be on screen for half an hour each week, but is your car on screen? Is it being focused so you can see the company logo on it? Are we educating them about that company that's stuck on the side of your car? No. They're probably, your company or your sponsor is probably on TV for like a couple of minutes a year. And really, it's still not focused. It's just as the car goes past or there's a quick zoom in and that's about it. That's not really worth the hundreds of thousands or millions that you're asking for. Let's be honest. So when a driver sends a proposal out, it's just asking for charity. And that's how a company will see it. A company now and then, you know, it happens one in a million. Or let's just say one in a thousand companies will sponsor because they want to help the driver out. hardly ever happens, by the way. It's probably more than one in a thousand. Or they think motorsport could be a good fit for them and they give it a little try, but really they find that most companies that have done it, nothing comes back. They don't get the return on investment. So you've always got to ask, differentiate yourself from everybody else by asking yourself, what is it the companies need? What do they desire? What they need, that their blood is money. How can I earn them more money? That takes me to step two. Fully understand how motorsport can help them get their goals. So this is where you look at the sport globally, not just your car. It could be a different championship that you're not even racing in, that you might want to say, like, this championship, if I broker the deal, get them a title sponsor, you're the person that sorted it out, you're the broker, you take a commission from sorting that deal out, because that championship is a lot more valuable to a company than my little Citroen Saxo that I'm racing. You've got to think like this. So if you start now just with one and two, right, these two steps, what is it the companies need? They need money. They need to find customers. It's my job to give them access to all the customers, the potential customers that watch motorsport, that work within motorsport, that have got anything to do with motorsport, even B2B. If I can get companies in the boardroom with someone like a Mercedes or someone like a team that I know, because I know there's a brilliant business deal that can be done there, I can intro them. And as a bit of a, basically the intro is they sponsor me for my racing, but I'll get them in to this club called Motorsport so I can set up these meetings and these chance opportunities that will give them more money. It'll allow them to find more customers or make one big customer. You've got to think on that level. If you want to play the motorsport sponsorship game, you've got to understand business. And that's a simple case of, I've got to understand, what is it people are looking for? And I've got to be the person that provides it. And I package it up and I sell it. So let me just be clear. You know what they're after. And you have got to get very clear on what motorsport offers that helps them get more customers or sell their services. You've got to be very clear. If you're selling what you do, your championship, then understand, how can my championship, what I race, the actual manufacturer of the car, you know, the make of the car, how can all of this and what I could possibly do, like track days, you know, show car, having my race car as a show car for them, is that something they would want to do? Entertaining their clients, if that's what we need to do to keep their clients on board, keep them happy, give old customers of theirs that have gone away, that to bring them back, give them a day out with a branded day. Is it just straight up sponsorship, advertisement, branding, which is, it's okay, but really they want something tangible. Show them how they can have taste tests of their product at the race weekends. So you sort that out. You go to each track, you ask them, how much is it for a stand? You get the prices, you put a package together that puts their brand on the car, but also really there's a kiosk there selling their product or giving them out for free, but like what Red Bull used to do, just giving cans out at these big events. It really works if that's what you do. There's probably 10 things that you could offer as a race driver if you don't look at it like a race driver. You look at it like a business person. You can figure this out and you come up with all these different benefits and features that will help companies gain more customers or sell their services. It's there, it's in motorsport. And like I say, if you need to sell something bigger, like the team themselves, sponsor the team because they get even more exposure, they've got suppliers that they could do B2B deals with, this is where your brain has to start working and where it really needs to be. And come away from, I'm a race driver, how'd you fancy sponsoring me and joining my journey? Because they won't. Number three, once you have something of value, approach companies. It's as simple as that. Once you know what companies want, you know what you can offer them and you can show them how they can meet their goals within motorsport. You've just got to approach them. And I don't care how you approach them. You could meet them at the coffee shop, send them something through the post that's quite kind of unique, that grabs their attention, not a proposal, just something that shows them briefly how motorsport can help answer their business challenges and gain clients, you know, and you can show them maybe their competitors are in there right now and they're taking a lion's share of the market and you're going to give them access to get into this as well because there's loads of customers there for them, potential customers. You've got to go and knock on doors. Send your emails, you know, 5 emails a day once you research the company and know that they're the type of company that you know would benefit from this. You approach them, you phone them, you email them, you even knock on their door and go and see the people at the reception, say, I help companies grow through motorsport, and I've got a number of packages that I know your CEO or your marketing department will have interest in. And I just want to run it by them. Just a few ideas I've got. It won't take long. Just a 10-minute meeting, a coffee even. That's all you're after. You are just after, again, out of the Brian Sims book of how to get sponsorship, you're just after meetings. You don't need to sell it to them on a brochure and just send it blindly. You need to just get through that door. You just need to get a meeting, sat down and say, right. Then you ask them, I'm here because I know motorsport can help companies, and it is really at the moment. And you give them some figure of how much, you know, how many companies are in the championship that you're in or whatever it is you're selling. But then you say, but first, I want to know what it is that your company needs. This time next year, what's the goal? For you to say it's a success and you're growing. And you get to know them and they tell you their goals. And you're like, right, I'm going to find out because I can see it. I've got all these features. I'm going to put something together for you that will help you achieve your goals, Mr. CEO or Mrs. CEO, whoever it is, this time next year, and I'm going to come back to you with this. Can I set up a meeting for that? It's much easier that way than just doing a cold call brochure, because you're there to ask them what they want. You have motorsport as your platform to help them, and you're as curious as they are whether this will actually be a good fit. So you're going to go away, create. Then it's the brochure time. Create a presentation and say, right, this is my plan to help you gain more customers through this medium of motorsport, this platform of motorsport. If you were coming to me and I was a company owner with that kind of proposition, I'd find that a lot better. I could swallow that. I'd be like, okay, there could be something here. It's not just a race driver trying to get me to pay hundreds of thousands in donation. Really important. And the fourth thing is for you to be a race entrepreneur. So I've just told you the basic principles of business, finding out what people want, being the person that provides it for them, and then you get paid for it. That is really business, right? Find out what they want. You, as a driver, when it comes to the end of the race weekend, you take off that helmet and you put on the business suit, the business hat, the business mind, and you become a business person. A salesperson, you go out there looking for these companies and you start to look at motorsport now in an entrepreneurial way. Extract as much value from it as you can and look at the industry as if you were a company. As if you're wanting to improve sales in your company, if you had one, just pretend you have. And you say, how can I make this work for me and get my company in front of these people, all these eyeballs? How can I access them so I have interaction, capture their details? Because if you see the industry in an entrepreneurial way, with an entrepreneurial mind, you will figure out at least 3 benefits that are easy to sell. 3 things you could do and price tag, put a price on them and go and sell them to companies. And in fact, even if you only did one thing, even if you said, you know what, I'm going to specialize in motorsport hospitality and corporate entertainment through motorsport. And I'm going to set up my own company. This is, a race driver could say this. That entertains clients, entertains customers, takes them to the races, does track days. I'm going to make that a company. I'm going to build that company. And I'm just going to sell those days. I'm just going to sell those experiences. And the money I make off that, I'm going to go racing. And if one of them wants to sponsor even more, great. But that's not the idea. So even if you went with that just one feature and you went knocking on doors selling these motorsport experiences, you're much more likely to make money that way than just going up and asking for sponsorship. Much more likely. And what have you done there? You've just picked one benefit that motorsport offers. You've packaged it up. You priced it correctly so it covers the cost of whatever it takes, and you put a little bit of fat on top, and that little fat is what goes towards your racing. You don't take it and go and spend it on some new sneakers or something. That's your racing profit. That is actually a sustainable way. And that's what you can run. You can run the hospitality company when you're not racing. Not only are you becoming a business person, not only are you becoming successful, but you're paying for your own racing. Again, that's just one feature that motorsport offers, and you're going out and selling it. That's no different to sponsorship, really. Or you could just say, right, we're going to just sell advertisement on race cars. But if you're in a small championship, that's not worth much. So then you're going to have to go to the F1 teams and the British touring car teams, get packages off them and try and sell them their space on their car for them and take the commission, 5%, 10% commission. You get 100 grand's worth of whatever, 100 grand's worth of sponsorship, sorry, and you take 10 grand and that goes towards your racing. There's so many different ways you can earn money out of motorsport with companies buying into whatever you're selling. But you've got to have the entrepreneurial mind.